Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
This is the sound of a hot afternoon in the central west of New South Wales. I am in Parkes, a small town 5 hours driving from Sydney. Parkes lies in the wheat belt of New South Wales, where the right-leaning National Party traditionally garners major support. Walking the streets of the seemingly ordinary rural Australian town, you would never guess that an arts collective called Ubu Exchange has been engaging in cultural exchanges with the Philippines since its founding member came back from a trip to the Philippines in 2008. Sean James Cassidy is Ubu's co-founder and a visual artist from Parkes who studied 16th century painting before taking up an artist residency at the University of the Philippines in 2007. His initial focus on visual language connected him to indigenous and non-indigenous artists from the Philippines. During this time, Sean James Cassidy and Filipino artists Lope Busaing and Pablo Capati started Ubu Exchange, an arts collective that creates art, exhibits art, and organizes cultural exchanges between regional Philippines and regional Australia. As a small group of mostly self-funded artists, Ubu Exchange exists outside the mainstream art market and creatively lives off of fundraising events. Taj Vitalis is a Filipino archaeologist and museum researcher and has been an Ubu Exchange supporter since the founding members of Ubu Exchange had their first exhibition together at the Vargas Museum in Manila. So what is the purpose of Ubu Exchange? Taj Vitalis explains.
The purpose of Ubu Exchange is it's a sharing of two different cultures. From the Aboriginal groups in Australia, bringing the Aboriginal groups in Australia and bringing that culture to Philippines. At the same time, he brings the Philippine culture in Australia.
Take a look at me, tell me what do you see? Book without a story.
In a world where rapid change and the challenging of the status quo divides communities on the opposite ends of the social and political spectrum, I've been interested in finding out what the role of art is in starting a dialogue among artists who do not know much about each other's culture. Observing the cultural exchanges and artistic collaboration between the Philippines and Australia leads me to ask the following questions. What is the role of visual language in creating dialogue? What parallels can we draw from cultural exchanges, and how are people connected to place, and why does this even matter? In the past few months, I've been speaking to the people involved in Ubu Exchange to find out. Before we delve into this, I need to know, what does the word Ubu actually mean? This is Filipino ceramic artist Pablo Capati.
Ubu is the Kangkanai word for Bayanihan, and Kangkanai is the local dialect in Tigada.
Sean James Cassidy elaborates.
Means everyone comes together and shares, but it means a bit more than just come together and share. It's your ancestors planted trees, looked after the land so you could do something now. So when we will use what they planted or how they looked after the land now, but that means also we should be planting trees and looking after it. So there's a continuation.
The concept of Bayanihan, or Ubu, is exemplified in the beginnings of Ubu Exchange before it became an actual artist collective. Pablo Capati tells me how his interest in building a kiln to do pottery connected him to Sean James Cassidy, an indigenous potter Lope Busaing from Sagada in the northern Philippines. The three of them put their heads together and found a way to get support needed to build a kiln in Sagada, which would later become the Ub-Ubo Exchange Center. The building of the fire kiln in Sagada can be considered as the beginning of Ub-Ubo Exchange, as an artist collective working together and supporting each other.
So what we did is the concept of Bayanihan. We tried to visualize how much money do we need, how can we make this project happen. And at that time, we were lucky because Sam and Amanda Zappia of the Australian Embassy were keen or were on our side and said, okay, let's make this happen. To make the long story short, we had like about two exhibits that would eventually help fund the wood, the Anagama kiln in Tagada, particularly in Lopez property. So the property was there. Now we needed the money. We were able to raise the money. And then the Putik group, John Petitjan, myself, Joey De Castro, Joe Geraldo, Pete Cortez, this was the group that I designed the kiln, and we all helped build the kiln in Lopez Place in Sagada. And once the kiln was executed and built, we were deciding, okay, now we need to create an exchange from Manila to Australia, and how do we create the link?
In the following years, Ub-Ubo would exhibit in Parkes, Sydney, Sagada, and Manila. By then, it also included Australian Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal artists. Over the past decade, Ub-Ubo has exhibited at the Parkshire Library, the Asia Centre, and the Vargas Museum in Manila, and has also participated in NAIDOC Week in Australia and the Philippines. Their exhibitions include works such as paintings, ceramic art, wood carvings, pottery, and music, continuing the creation and exhibition of visual and non-visual art. Manila-based Noki Gradulong Cruz is an Ub-Ubo supporter who helps the artist collective with events or activities in Manila.
The underlying essence of Ub-Ubo is friendship, trust, and the connection of different groups of people, whether you are from different classes, different genders, different race.
Scott Turnbull is a Wiradjuri man from central New South Wales. He works in community services and is also an artist. He joined Ub-Ubo when Sean James Cassidy came back from the Philippines. This is Ub-Ubo from an Australian perspective.
Ub-Ubo is everyone's. Anyone who wants to kind of participate, it's working with a collective of people. So not bound by anyone's skill or by anyone's fame or anything like that. It's just people coming together with a common interest in merging different cultures, in sharing the same kind of, I think, the thoughts, the enjoyments, the struggles of individuals, I guess. Yeah. I never meant to write it down. No, there's nothing left to say, and there's nothing left to do. I'll be at home with my tea set. That I don't know how to use.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.